Hello, folks. It is hard to believe we're starting the final term of 2025. Where's it gone? Morning, Bill. Morning, Wilbur.
Morning, Shane. And more particularly, where has school gone, Wilbur? You've only got a few days left, mate. So it's exciting stage, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Very much at the pointy end now. A couple of days left of classes and then on to SWAT vac, exam study and getting right into it. So it is exciting times, Mr. Doherty.
Yeah, and I can't wait to journey through as our staff would as well. Your Vallejo experiences, it's a really special send-off. But maybe more of that at a later stage. But today we're shining a great light onto our creative arts festival and team. So maybe first up, welcome Meg Mitchell, our holler for our creative arts. Welcome, Meg.
Thanks for having me.
It's a real pleasure. And also joined by Lou Connolly. So, Louis, welcome in.
Morning, all. Thanks for having me.
That's great.
It's a pleasure, Lou.
So really looking forward to unpacking because there's so much to get into with arts. But let's maybe, Meg, start with you. It's Creative Arts Festival week coming up. It's a really exciting time for the college, but particularly for our senior students. And Louis, we'll get to you in a second. But, Meg, let's just give the Creative Arts Festival a really strong plug. What exactly happens through these few days coming up next week?
So it's a really big event and chance to show what we've done over the course of an entire year. So it's all students across 7 to 12 through art, VisCom, media. We have our drama performances do some of their standout moments throughout the year or their solos or monologues from the VC. And it's really just about celebrating everyone's work all together and seeing how the pathways emerge throughout every subject. And the individual stories of students as well. That's kind of my favourite part, particularly when they get to the Year 12 end
of
things.
And tell us the days again, so for our listeners who want to know when they can actually come in and where they should go.
Mm-hmm. So Monday night is the big night. We open from 5 p.m, but then we'll have some speeches at 6, and then jazz in the crypt is actually on as well, so you can jump across and hear some music, come back through and see all the works. Then the show itself is open till 5 on the Tuesday, and then Wednesday night there's the chamber concert in the EPAC as well, so you can come through and see all the
So it's all happening where we're recording this very Zav Chat here in the EPAC.
Yes, we're currently setting it all up. There's mess everywhere to be beautiful on the night.
Well, that's the way you like it.
Yeah, Lou, looking towards your art making and exhibiting, that's your subject for VCE that you do in the art sphere. What sort of art are you going to be showcasing at this festival?
Yeah, so throughout the start of the year, we focused on Unit 3, which was building artworks to the progression of the end of the year. So I started with making small and large scale pots, and that was sort of my rodeo, I suppose. I really enjoyed using ceramics, and so I'll have some works that are, I guess, sort of smaller scale. And then towards the end of the year, I've created a larger scale work with it's got 9 pots and sand, and it's a big sort of installation. So it's a good sort of, yeah, it's a good work.
I can't wait to see it, Louis. But tell us a bit about your journey, because you started at kindergarten. You've gone right the way through Xavier College, 15 years of your life here, and you were Bayside. And maybe there's, I don't know if that's got some sort of inspiration in your artwork, but yeah, just tell us a little bit about your journey through the school, but then particularly about, you know, where the love of art blossomed and what's led you to this point.
Yeah, so I started in 3-year-old kinder, and yeah, I guess it's been about 15 years now. So I grew up in Sandy, Sandringham, just next to Brighton, next to Cosca Hall. And I, I grew up by the beach. I'm about 500 metres from the beach, so I pretty much spend most days walking by the beach, walking little doggy by the beach. Yeah, it's great. So catch the sandy line with the same 4 boys, same train, same seats every single day. So
is it nice when life has a rhythm?
Yeah, it's great. I haven't missed a train.
Yeah.
Touch wood. But
well, certainly not with your exams coming up, mate. We wouldn't wish that on you. But tell us, where did your love of art sort of start to blossom, and what's led you into maybe the ceramics that you're
doing? I had a teacher at Cosca. His name was Martin Ty, and he was great inspiration on me. And I always loved art and being creative, and I always loved doodling and drawing, and always found sort of a passion for just creative stuff. And his class sort of inspired me to continue art, and I guess, yeah, I've been doing art ever since really prep, I suppose, until now. And that sort of my closeness to the beach has sort of inspired my works in year 12 and also year 11 as well.
Yeah, great. And Meg, you must see this a lot of just maybe the influences of Boy's life and journey, but it must be a fascinating thing for you to see their artistic expressions that have come to life, and maybe you can remember the earlier version of themselves, and you now look into these, you know, great students in year 12 and across so many different disciplines. It must be a joy being a teacher in this area.
It really is, because you see kind of where students start and the early work, and I always say I can remember nearly every single piece they've made. So they talk about something, I'm like, yeah, you did this person and this portrait of this person in year nine, and I've seen it kind of walk all the way through. And what I really like about the senior years is how the work starts to become about the students themselves. So Lewis kind of glossed over some of his story, but he's got this gorgeous narrative that builds of showing progression through materials and experimentation and really refined skill. And there's a lot of thought and energy that's kind of built in his work over the year. The rest of the art class as well, there's one of the students looked at memory and has this really beautiful nostalgic relationship with his dad, and another student's looking at his kind of background and the history of Chinese art making and materials and techniques, but in a really kind of contemporary way to tell his story. So it's one of the best things to see how students start to develop their own ideas and interests in what they're going to do as well.
Isn't it a great thing? I can remember last term we were we shined a torch onto the Your Voice, and again, just something in the creative area, but often into literary as much as into visual expression. And again, boys' stories would bubble out. Inevitably, there was a beautiful Jesuit lens that you could apply to so many of them. But I think at Xavier, we've spoken often about boys lean in and they listen to other boys' stories. We see it and hear it in voluntary mass. In lots of so many ways that they lean into story, and then allowing this expression of that story to bubble out in little ways and be influenced. It's fantastic. Wilbur?
Yeah, Lou, I was going to sort of draw on how art's maybe an outlet for you. For the listeners out there, much like every Xaverian, Lou's a very busy guy. He's the Claver House president, plays football. He's got a lot going on in his life in combination with probably the hour commute to and from school from Sandringham. So for that period or to a day that you might have for art, in what sort of sense do you get an outlet out of it in that different environment where you are really looking to get a good score in your VCE for, but also sort of just take a step back and do something a little bit different to what is your normal VCE journey?
Yeah, cheers, Quinny. I find when I have art, it's quite a relaxing process, and I feel I can gather quite a separation from my other subjects, which are all written subjects. And, you know, most days I would go and I'd get my hands on some clay and I'd put my headphones in and listen to some music and really just think about what I'm doing and what I'm doing in life even. And even my process involved me creating at my house as well. So I found that was quite an easy sort of separation. And, yeah, it's made me a more creative person and more aware of what's going around me. And yeah, it's just been great to sort of, yeah, it's great for the mind and great for my mental health as well.
Two questions I'd love to ask you, Lou. One about how you know, you talk about that train trip up and maybe how you use that time and you know, was that ever helpful in that sort of creative spirit or that doodling or that creative thought sort of coming to mind, or did you just enjoy catching up with the other few mates who always caught the train with you?
Yeah, well, most mornings we discuss, you know, what's going on in our day. And even when I started the whole process, I asked them, oh, what do you think of this? Do you think this is, you know, is this adequate to represent what I'm trying to portray? And I guess sort of having conversations with them just makes me more knowledgeable and gives me more insight to things around me. And I guess that has helped my art making into maybe more sort of acknowledgeable of what's going around. And
can I ask, are they art students themselves?
They're not, but
But isn't that a great thing that they're not, but, you know, you've given them a little foray into how your sort of mind works or what's ticking for you, and they're able to give you bits of feedback and you can...
Yeah, they're quite supportive as well, so... Yeah. And I'm sure they'll be here next week to come down, and all the listeners should likewise.
It's a great thing about Zavarians, though, isn't it? They just take an interest in other bloke's stories, et cetera. So, mate, that's outstanding. The second one I was going to ask you is... Talking about your story ongoing, you know, you're at the end of year 12, you're about to walk out the gates. You know, what does next year or the few years ahead hold? You know, have you got a thought about what you want to do next year, and is art in there anywhere?
Yeah, well, I actually had a similar conversation with my mum last night, actually, where she was saying, oh, are you going to pursue your art, and how are you going to continue that through your journey next year? And I sort of reflected and I thought, well, it does really give me peace of mind, and I want to pursue that. But I guess next year I'm wanting to go to Monash and, yeah, do commerce, PPE, double degree, and, you know, hopefully getting into that will sort of... I'm quite keen on philosophy as well, so, which has helped my art as well, you know, making me think more. And, yeah, so I definitely want to continue that art throughout. I think that'll help all my thinking and everything.
Yeah, it's great. And Shane, as I throw over to you, I can't help thinking, you know, a few weeks ago here we had Don Jeffrey on the show.
It was in my mind too.
And you know, one of our highest proxime, you know, equal second sort of score, has gone on to do law, which was on his mind. But, you know, he was an extraordinary musician, singer, and he's kept that bit going. So just you look at how these other elements of boys' lives, you know, just contribute in and measure you and allow you to be reflective. But, yeah.
So I'll put my parent hat on for a quick minute. There were a couple of little lingos earlier that a lot of parents may not have actually known what we were talking about. Meg, what is a holler?
Oh, I'm a head of learning area. So
that's H-O-L-A as a head of learning area.
Yes.
And yours is the whole creative arts?
It is the arts, so that encompasses drama, design, media and art now. And I myself am fine art based but also a designer, so I've teach across art and viscom in year 12 this year, which has been a really great challenge and
a lot
of fun.
Well, that was my other question. What is viscom?
Well, viscom's design. So it's looking at...
Is it short for something or...?
Visual communication design.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's I often used to say it was art with purpose. but that's it's a bit of a joke because purpose is a little bit one of the key words in a design brief. But the main difference there is that it's got these kind of four really strong areas that link into industry or link to particular areas of communicating messages or objects or whatnot as well.
So what makes you want to come to Xavier every day? You obviously love it. You're very invested. Has that always been the case? Have you always been really tied to this area, maybe even going back to your study days?
Well, I actually, that's probably in teaching the two areas, I came through my own courses not knowing if I wanted to focus on art or design. And then kind of as I landed through life, I found teaching and realised it was teaching where I could do both and how much I loved both. And in terms of Xavier, I love seeing students be creative and creativity in general. So helping other people find that and channel that and also manage that, because that's one of the hardest things sometimes. It's one of the kind of best things about teaching. And it also changes every year. I never have the same year of teaching the same course and the same lessons. It's always different.
You know, doing the subjects, it's intense work. It's a whole folio that evolves over time. They're hours upon hours of deep thought that then get communicated in a whole series of different mediums, not only the artwork itself. So, you know, what have you learnt, Lou, about, you know, time management and how you sort of measure it? Because I'm sure you could just get lost completely in the world of art, yet you've got a whole lot of other subjects and aspirations. You know, here you want to head off Commerce Way. How do you manage it all?
Yeah, well, I guess there's sort of two components for this sort of subject, where you've got your folio and you've got your actual practice. And I sort of find that when I get home, I like to do art at nighttime, and it really calms me down before I go to bed. And it sort of gets me into a bit of a zen sort of mode. But I put quite a lot of hours into both the practice and the folio. And I guess the folio is sort of just gritting down and getting all what you're trying to do into on paper, really. So I guess they sort of couple each other quite well, where, you know, you have your making sort of aspect, but you also have your description sort of aspect, which I found, you know, relatively manageable.
Yeah. And Meg, with your teacher hat on, you know, do you see these skills that are so useful across so many disciplines of life flourish through how the students have to think logically but also expressively about their work?
Yeah, it's one of those things that some students are often quite afraid of the folio component, and they say it's a lot of hard work or the amount of work is terrifying or something like that. But one of the points of it is it's actually for the work. It's how the work develops. It's how ideas come about. It's essentially the training ground for what the end result is. So it's when you see it that way, it's a little bit different, that if you put every exercise you did in maths in single book, you'd end up maybe with more than your folio. And kind of helping students see that and learn to use the critical thinking and to really articulate their own ideas well is kind of probably the most useful thing. And presenting information visually, that's something we do every day as adults.
Well said.
Miss Mitchell, I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of listeners at home that aren't sort of in the art space in VCE would be wondering how this is all assessed. It's a VCE subject. Obviously, Lou's making his clay pots and everything. And at the end of the day, you sit an exam for your histories, your English and whatsoever, and you have your SACs throughout the year. So how does the assessment part of this subject work?
So there's two components. So for art specifically, the folio is 60% of the study score. We have two written SACs as well, and we also have the exam. And I would probably say all the assessment is really looking at how you use skills and how you apply knowledge and how you evaluate. That's the same as any other subject. So are you able to meet the key skills that are put down in the study design, and how well do you do that, or how could you do it better?
Yeah, Lou was speaking of his critique a couple of weeks ago, and I was pretty invested in wondering sort of how that works. He was preparing pretty rigorously for it.
Yep.
So how does the critique work?
So the critique is presenting an artwork to get feedback and to also see if the ideas and messages are understood by an audience, and then taking that on and seeing that how that changes what you do. And one of the best things about it is finding out new things and getting the experiences of the people looking at your work to see how that might also change how you think about it.
That must require real openness of mind too, because particularly when you've invested so much and you've got a really probably clear idea in your mind, there's A, the challenge of do other people understand what's in your mind and how's that coming through, but also then just when in the nature of critique, you know, we live in a society that sometimes doesn't understand critique and goes to criticism, where this is a constructive exercise, but you've probably got to be a little bit flexible and malleable in terms of some elements. Is that how you found it? Or
yeah, well, I find it quite interesting how, you know, someone looks at something and has a completely different view to what you have actually created.
Intended,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I found the whole process quite interesting when people like are giving you feedback. And then you have to sort of mould that to what you're trying to, you know, communicate. And I guess that's sort of where the folio sort of comes in, and I sort of like to see it as, you know, you're sort of having a conversation with your assessor and, you know, you're trying to tell them what you're doing, and then part of that is also saying what other people see and what other people may see of your stuff. And, yeah, so I find that quite an interesting sort of process.
We get a lot of people's who are parents at Burke Hall who say, oh, often play the Zav chat when I'm dropping my boys to school or whatever. What would you say to younger guys who might have a bit of a love of this world? You know, they might be 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds. Did you have it at a young age?
Yeah, well, I feel that when I was sort of younger, I was always intrigued with, you know, creative sort of mindset, and I sort of was my views were shaped by, I guess, teachers, as, you know, you are when you're in the younger years. And so their sort of inspiration sort of pushed me to come to this, and definitely through, I guess, sort of networking, things like, you know, voluntary masses and having conversations with older boys and, yeah, sort of encouraged me. I had a two tutees in my tutor group in year nine, and I was doing art, but I wasn't didn't have a, you know, a desirable passion, I suppose.
Now, well put.
And yeah. they, you know, they were sort of showing me their stuff and pushing me to get in there, and yeah, they were definitely encouraging me.
Yeah, it's a great answer. I was actually going to ask you about the voluntary masses, because you come across as a fairly deep sort of a guy. I mean, do you go along? Do you, what do you find about them? Because they're a bit of a mystery to a lot of our parents who don't quite understand how unbelievably fantastic they are.
Oh, they're just terrific, Shane. I think I've been to about every single one of them since I've been up here at the senior campus. Yeah, they're so moving. And I tell people outside the school as well how just how motivating and how inspiring they are. And, yeah, for the listeners, I'd strongly encourage you to go to them or participate, you know, even speak at one when you're in year 12.
Perfect. Hey, Meg, Louis, I love the depth and the reflectiveness that's coming out in your commentary, but so evident, obviously, over the course of your journey and then your art journey at the college as well. I love the fact that you can have a suite of other subjects and there's this beautiful release. And hey, you've almost spoken about that being, you know, one of the lighter things you do of an evening, and that gets you into that sort of Zen state, et cetera. So it'd be a big encouragement just for maybe our students out there who are, you know, contemplating something that it doesn't have to be 100% of everything. You know, you can have a whole lot of other interests as well, but this could be this amazing release for you, which, you know, you can still follow a medical passion, you know, passion or whatever else it might be, but he's truly you, you know, coming to life. And I just think it's, Meg, you know, congratulations to you, and I think we've got an amazing team throughout our arts. And Lou, you've spoken about these inspiring teachers who are so invested in, but they're invested in you and your story and how it sort of shapes and brings it to life. So for younger boys out there, you know, just give this deep thought. There could just be the one magnificent release for you in your journey. And Meg, maybe back to you. We're talking, it's not just the year 12 work. I get excited about, you know, the final works, you know, the culmination of a big journey, but it is 7 to 12. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of works on display. So maybe just, you know, what are you saying out there to our sevens, eights, nines, you know, those boys at the start of their journey and the breadth of our artworks?
I think coming to the Creative Arts Festival lets you, one, be really proud of what you've created yourself, but also see everything else that's out there and kind of think about the potential and where you could go, because that's one of the best things is when we have giant fashion pieces or video works and things that are personal. So what could your own story be as you kind of move forward through school?
It's a bit like Lou, isn't it? You know, listening just to a few other boys and maybe just getting a, you know, a nod or a bit of confidence or go, gee, that's fascinating, and popping up. And at Xavier, you can go up and have chats with these people rather than just sort of wander in isolation, you know. And when you do that, you know, whether it's in our tutor groups or just in a class environment or to seniors, you know, in that arts quarter that we have and rub ideas off each other, there are good moments.
Meg, I've got one more for you and then I've got a couple for you, Lou. Someone's contemplating coming along next Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday. What are you going to say is a couple of just don't miss that bit?
I think that really depends on whoever's coming, because that the parts that are most interesting will be different for different areas or different people. So we have maps that show where every student's work might be it by subject or by particular learning area. And I'd say go and see something you haven't seen before.
That's a fair answer. Okay, thank you. And what about you, Lou? What would you say to people who are coming along one of the days next week?
You can't say your own artwork.
I would say, well, come along and see everything. Everything is so different. Everything is... Yeah, it's just everything is so different. There is so many different meanings for every different thing in the Creative Arts Festival, and you seriously wouldn't want to miss a single thing, because everything, yeah, you could be inspired by anything and you never know until you see it.
You've batted away every ball magnificently in this Zav chat. I've loved chatting to you. Everyone told me what a great bloke you are, so we've found out today through the microphone. I'm going to throw you one last curveball. Hope you'll hit it for six.
I'll try my best.
You're at the end of the 15-year journey. What one or two moments stand out over the 15 years? What comes straight into your head?
Well, I have to be getting the opportunity to be given Cloverhouse captain, president, if you will.
Fantastic.
It's been just, yeah, it's been a great experience, and I've really sort of unloaded the capability of sort of influencing younger students. And I've sort of, yeah, I really like that sort of aspect of Xavier, how I can, my influence can really encourage younger students, I suppose, especially in my house. And, yeah, I've been really gotten to get close with a lot of boys in the younger year levels. And, yeah, just given that privilege has really encouraged me to, you know, sort of take on more opportunity in the upcoming years and take on more leadership, and I suppose. Yeah.
Well, with your permission, we're going to put that on the website, I reckon. That is one of the great answers I've heard in all our Zav chats. Well done.
Yeah, Lou, I thought it was a great answer as well. And you speak about influence so much, and how, whether it was a teacher in Cosca who's sort of pushed you and shaped you to become the man you are today, and all these ideas that are sort of put into your head by various different people and experiences. And I can't help but think about how teachers sort of accompany us at Xavier, and they sort of push us to be more contemplative in how we think and act. And there's this quote by Henry Adams. It's a great quote about teaching. A teacher affects eternity. They can never tell where their influence stops. Mm. And I think that's so remarkably true to your story, in the sense that whether you're at Cosca Hall by the beach, making these arts at such an early age, and now you've slowly been pushed to go up all the way into senior art making and exhibiting. It's just such a great story. And for all those listeners out there, I'd strongly encourage you to come to the Creative Arts Festival and look at all these stories like Lou's that will be put out to you, especially in the senior years, and sort of look at the journey that's coming through from 7 to 12. Obviously, from everyone listening, you could probably tell that Lou's a journeyman rather than a destination. He's a deep thinker, and, you can come and have a look at the thoughts on display.
Well, we'll thank our guests in just a moment, but right now... Time to go around the grounds at the beginning of Term 4. Here's Wilbur.
Thanks, Hills. Yeah, as you said, it's an exciting week, the beginning of the last term of schooling at Xavier College. All the Year 12s are preparing for a big week next week with our Valete celebrations and our Celebration Day, which is a huge milestone in our Xavier College journey and our secondary schooling, probably the biggest event that we will be a part of, so that's really exciting. This week we've also had a really deliberately placed assembly. It's the assembly where we announced the Xaverian Award, which is awarded to conspicuous effort of an old Zav who's been out of the school for a while now, and it got awarded to two Jesuits this year. So it was awesome to see two people serving under the sign of the cross get an award for their service in writing and delivering speeches and, yeah, educating young people. So that was great. We also had the Tim Martin Award, which is awarded for a student who's served traditionally sort of overseas in international service. It's called the Tim Martin Award, as I said. That's a really significant award, as it provides an example for sort of the current Year 12 cohort to go out and continue to be a man for others and serve the community and use sort of the values and beliefs that we've been taught at such a great Jesuit institution outside of school. This week we've also got a voluntary mass. So that should be great. I'm delivering the reflection, so I'm a bit nervous for that one, but that's all good. And then looking to next week, we've got some expeditions and, of course, the big week and the culmination of the Year 12 schooling, so that should be awesome, Heels.
Great stuff, Wilbur. Hey, what a great first Zav chat for the new term, Bill.
Oh, super. Can't wait for next week, obviously, with the Creative Arts and Louis, your invitation. You're just seeing the great diversity across all our ages, and but especially those at the final end of their journey. Loved your comment about influence as well, and in that wonderful Jesuit way of just being able to sort of, we always take time to examine, to reflect, to say, well, what does that mean? Where can I stop? Where do I examine? Where do I reflect? Where do I take my next step? And Lou, you're a great example of that, not only in the art world, but, in your presidency of Claver and your engagement right across your peers. Hey, good luck to you both. And Louis, especially to you. We'll have another episode or two with Wilbur. But, good luck. Enjoy next week. And congratulations on your artware to come, and good luck in your last journey.
Thanks, mate. Mr. Doherty. Thanks, Shane. Thanks, yeah. Wilbur. Thanks,
fantastic,
everybody.
Fantastic, Lou.
And Meg, to you, Of course, you know, a great leader of the team. I loved your comments, and be lovely to sort of explore at some stage, you know, those fine art skills of yours and your passion. But thank you for everything that you do. Looking forward to a really special few weeks, a week ahead, especially with the Year 12 boys, last few classes, Wilbur. It's exciting. It's funny, a mix of emotions, but it's a great time.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Doherty, sort of saying goodbye to all the teachers and all the people that have influenced us throughout our journey. It's a special couple of days and, one we can really look forward to, and hopefully it'll energise the whole cohort to sort of do everyone proud that have gotten around us throughout our time and put in a good load of work over SWAT VAC and exam study. So, yeah.
Well done.
Meg, best of luck with the Creative Arts Festival. I know a lot of work goes into it. So I hope Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are just everything you hope they'll be. And we certainly urge people to come along. EPAC, Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday next week. And as we look ahead next week, we're going to be looking ahead with Pauline Vanderpoel and the whole Future Pathways program as all these Year 12 boys start looking to life beyond Xavier. Hey, great start to the term, Bill.
Terrific, Shane. Can't wait for it, and looking forward to Blato.
And we'll be back 7 days hence.